and champions of the National Football Conference, the New Orleans Saints, will meet on the field of battle called the Super Bowl. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I welcome you to a special edition of All Things Real Estate, when my guests and I will offer you a wide range of real estate super suggestions. Gino Thompson, my producer, and I are here in the broadcast booth, ready to watch our guests get on the field, tackle real estate issues important to you, and in the process, score major points that will win the property game for you. In the process, we hope that there is no fumbling of comments, especially by me, or missed field goals when it comes to offering up suggestions. Of course, we encourage you to intercept any idea that my guests pass your direction, and though we wish we could do it, the folks at Hutton Broadcasting won't let us go into overtime with the show today. And, of course, we invite you to join in the play calling today here on Talk 1260 KTRC by emailing me, Ray Post, your questions and comments by sending your message to rpost@sfrp.com. And we encourage you to help your own team gain yardage on renovation, repair, and design issues around your own home by checking out the real estate resource companies on our website icon and look for the list of these terrific companies. I also want to invite you to check out the trick play of the game by going to the very popular website, SantaFe.com, which offers you timely information about our city, be it the restaurant and gallery scene, real estate property listings, where to shop, stay, or events to attend. So please go to SantaFe.com, where you can also get good player and coaching information on the All Things Real Estate Radio Show. So enough with all these football metaphors, Gino, right? Let's get into the kickoff of the program. Sorry, I just needed one more. I couldn't help myself. With a couple of minutes of state-of-the-market commentary from one of the superstars of our team. Again, one more time, I'm sorry. Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. What thoughts do you have for all those football fans listening to us today?
Well, Ray, you asked me for a super idea, and I'm going to repeat a super idea that I've talked about a couple of times. Maybe it'll be the last time I say anything about it, but we'll talk about it now.
Okay.
There is a perfect storm of tax credit, low rates, and low home prices, which should lead somebody to think about buying a home. Sort of the rent versus buy equation. They're in an apartment now or in a home today that they're renting. Should they buy a house? Well, let's talk about that. Home prices in Santa Fe are at their 2004-2005 levels and sort of stabilizing, probably, you know, staying around the same or maybe even going up. The 30-year fixed rate right now is at a 35-year low. Not since the mid-1970s have we seen a rate of 5%. Coupled with that, there's an $8,000 federal tax credit for first-time home buyers. There's a $6,500 credit for existing homeowners or people who've owned a home, have been in a home for the last 5 years. And this is expiring on April 30th. So how does this all work out? Well, I take a house of $225,000. The resulting payment on an FHA loan where you only have to put down 3.5% with tax and insurance and mortgage insurance is about $1,370. However, if you're going to compare apples and apples, you've got to say, well, what's the effect of being able to deduct interest? And my guess is that you can deduct about $300 a month in interest or $900 a month in interest and have a tax effect at a 30% tax bracket of about $300. So the equivalent rent versus buy is about $1,075. So if you're in a house today, you're paying over $1,075, you can get into your own home. The FHA allows you to use the $8,000 tax credit as a down payment. And the magic of the $225,000 house is at 3.5%, which is the minimum down payment, is $7,875. So for virtually no money, you can get into your own home, be paying an equivalent of about $1,075 a month. that couldn't be a bigger win in today's economy.
Absolutely, and I love the way we're starting out the show. We've kicked it off in fine fashion here on Super Bowl Sunday. That is a terrific suggestion. And you know what, Andrew, it's so good that I'm not so sure that you should put it in the drawer and not, in fact, bring it up again on another show. But again, thanks so much, Andrew. Andrew Hoffman, advisor to all things real estate. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Ray. Bye-bye.
I have a super suggestion for everybody right now, and that is that if you're thinking about building a new home or updating the one that you're in, converting your garage into a living space, or building a guest house, then you ought to realize that choosing a contractor is an important decision, and that's why I recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Now, Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. Now is an excellent time to start your project with Major Development and enjoy 15% off their standard rates. Please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019 for your free consultation or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net. to learn about all of their custom home building services. So I want to continue with our Super Bowl Sunday theme by introducing Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. Annie is a well-known designer here within the community in New Mexico and beyond, and offers a wide range of professional interior design services to our clients. We're delighted that Annie has decided to join the select group of underwriters of all things real estate and look forward to bringing her valuable interior design commentary to our listeners. So welcome to the show, Annie.
Thank you, Ray. Happy Super Bowl.
Well, same to you. And in keeping with our theme today, I believe you have some super suggestions for people who may want to be getting ready for the arrival of spring. Hard to believe it's around the corner, but what's your thoughts?
Well, I think we're all certainly ready for it. And, yes, I put together some 10 suggestions to transform or to refresh your home as we look towards spring.
Great.
My first suggestion is slip covering. Slip covering a chair, slip covering a sofa, even a headboard. If you have an upholstered headboard, you could do a slip cover over that. I love the idea because I think in the fall and winter we tend towards darker colors and textures like velvets or chenilles or leathers. And I think in spring and summer we start looking towards lighter colors and lighter textures like cottons and linens.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing some research on pricing of slip covers and how much yardage it takes. And there's one of the things that's really opened up in the design industry is the Internet. And so there's such a wide range of slip cover options from online slip covers from Pottery Barn and IKEA. Of course, their fabric is a little bit more limited, but the price point is between like $200 and $2,000.
Wow.
And typically, if you're doing a custom slip cover, it's really like making a couture dress. I mean, it's really that same sort of skill set and fitting, especially if you want it to be very tailored. So for a typical lounge chair, you would need about 8 to 10 yards of fabric. And for a sofa, you'd need about 22 to 24 yards of fabric.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing something custom, something to really consider is that you love the style and the quality of the piece of furniture you're slip covering. Otherwise, you can just do something more casual and relaxed and get down to that probably $500, $600 range.
And this kind of activity really, from your standpoint as an interior designer, can transform a living room by a new slipcover on the actual sofa itself.
I think so. I have a leather sort of body of a sofa, and I have a long bench seat and back pillow. So, you know, every spring and summer I have my linen pillows and bench seat covered, and in the winter I have a kind of dark brown-colored mohair. So it really changes the look of the room from winter into summer.
Mm-hmm.
I think slip covers used to be very popular on the East Coast, and we haven't seen as much on the West Coast, but I think it's a great way to transform and to refresh your house.
Well, that's a fabulous idea. Now, and Annie, you've been on the show before, so you know how quickly these things go by. We've got time for about another two of your list of 10, but we'll have you back on to talk about them. So give us another suggestion.
My other one is wallpaper, wall covering. I think wall covering is a huge trend. There's all kinds of different textures and, again, price points of wall covering, but I think I was talking to a friend of mine about this idea about painting a room and wall covering a ceiling, which is very dramatic, or painting an accent wall. So painting or wall covering one wall in a house, I think, would be an incredible impact as well. And as I talked about on the radio show, the colors, you know, the purples and violets and lavenders and corals and grays, I mean, those new sort of trend colors for 2010, it's a great way to bring that in.
Right, and I should just add, my Cynthia is very much into color. She is an interior designer herself, and I have seen walls in our home transform the entire space with some wild colors that she chooses. So I guess you're encouraging people, do what you want to do, right?
Well, and it's not such a big big commitment. You know, my other ideas are just to update your bedding with pillows. Again, if you have a headboard, maybe put an upholstered fabric on that. Same thing in the bathroom with towels and rugs. Look for, you know, some new colors. Awaken your senses just with flowers and candles and just things that are springy and light.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of bringing in for the table maybe some chargers to offset your dishes that you already have. Chargers are about 13 inches in diameter. A dinner plate's about 11, and the charger goes underneath the dinner plate and can be used as a buffet plate.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, bringing in those colors, not having to replace what you have, but kind of enhancing what you already own, I think is a great idea.
And Annie, I see on this remaining list of things, and we've got to go here in a second, but we've got a couple of issues that could consume an entire program. So we're going to have you back on the show. This is Annie O'Carroll Interior Design, well-known here in the community. And if folks want to get a hold of you, you can go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Look for Annie O'Carroll. She's become a new major sponsor of our show. We're delighted to have you on board. You can click on that and get her contact information. Annie, I look forward to talking to you again. Thanks so much for sharing super suggestions on Super Bowl Sunday.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Tell you what, Gino, we're running a little long here, so let's take a little break here on All Things Real Estate. And when we come back, we'll continue our super suggestions on Super Bowl Sunday. Stay tuned. Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we're celebrating Super Bowl Sunday with super suggestions from a whole bunch of my guests who will be calling in and talking to us. I'd like to return to this Super Bowl Sunday theme by bringing Barbara Axton, co-principal of Direct Sales of Santa Fe, on the line. Direct Sales is Santa Fe's residential and commercial custom window fashion provider. And I'd like to welcome you to the show, Barbara. Good morning.
Good morning.
Or good afternoon, actually. I believe that you have a few super suggestions to share with our listeners.
Correct. Well, the first one we'd like to share is the fact that Hunter Douglas is celebrating its 25th anniversary of the honeycomb shade. And as I'm sure most of your listeners know, the honeycomb shade is the innovator for insulation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're, in honor of the 25th anniversary, they are offering a $25 rebate, unlimited number, for the Arcatella honeycomb, which is their top of the line. It's the latest honeycomb shade, and it provides at least a 1 point higher insulation value than the previous honeycombs.
Wow, that's terrific, Barbara. Now tell us what specials at Direct Sales are going on during Super Bowl month.
Well, we have the rebate through Hunter Douglas for those Arcatella shades. Also, what we offer always here at Direct Sales is excellent installation,
mm-hmm.
and excellent service both pre- and post-sales. And so during this time of the Arcatella rebate, we will be offering some specials on our installations.
And I think you've got some news about rebates, too, again, because we're coming up to tax time. So talk a little bit about that.
Correct. Along with the $25 rebate, which goes directly back to the client, The Arcatella shades also fall in the federal tax guidelines for energy efficiency products, so that when clients purchase these shades, they receive the invoice and information from us.
Mm-hmm.
When they do their taxes, those qualify for the home energy improvements up to $1,500
Wow.
on their taxes.
Right, and so people should take advantage of that for two reasons. One is the tax incentive when they file their income taxes, but also, too, with these shades, not only are they providing a very fashionably oriented alternative to what they may have there now, but they're also very energy efficient, correct?
Correct, and we know here in Santa Fe we are very committed to that, being energy conscious and making sure that the way we decorate our homes also is energy efficient.
Now, Barbara, just tell the listeners, are the installation of these various types of shades relatively straightforward and easy, and do you guys actually do that?
Yes, we do the installation. And, of course, the reason we recommend that is that if anything goes wrong, then we would take responsibility for that. But, of course, our excellent installers, we don't have that happen often. But sometimes when people try to install their own shades, sometimes there's difficulties, and then who do they turn to for help? And that's one of the things we provide here at Direct Sales.
And when someone says, okay, I want to use one of these terrific shades that Barbara's talking about, your installers come to their residence, and how long does it take them to actually install something like this?
It, of course, depends upon the number of windows, but our installers with their 20 years of experience can usually get a shade in 10 minutes or so per window.
And I assume that there are a range of colors and design patterns and all that they can choose from.
Absolutely. One of the other things that we like to share with our clients is that we do have a small showroom right off of the plaza in the Radio Tower building.
Mm-hmm.
And with an appointment, the clients can come in. We have various window displays so they can see the lift systems, they can see the different products. Then we sit down and look at all the books, and then once they've narrowed some things down, of course, we come out to the home, no charge, do all of the measuring, bring the color swatches, work with the client to match, then get the order out, installer comes back, and it's done.
Wow, fabulous. Well, listen, Barbara Axton, co-principal of Direct Sales of Santa Fe, you brought some terrific information to the listeners today. If people want to get a hold of you, again, your office, and they need to call for an appointment, is located at 212 East Marcy Street in Santa Fe, and the best way to get a hold of Barbara is to call the office at 505-986-0054. Barbara, listen, I really appreciate you coming on Super Bowl Sunday and giving me super suggestions. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the game tonight, and go Saints, right?
Exactly. Thanks, Ray.
All right,
bye-bye.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. Juno Thompson, guess what? We've reached that point in the show when it's time for our legal topic of the week, brought to us always by the Rubin Katz Law Firm. This week, attorney Jim Rubin will briefly discuss carryover and stepped-up tax basis rules resulting from the repeal of the federal estate tax, as well as how they may affect you and your heirs. As you may remember, during our January 10th show, Jim discussed the repeal of the federal estate tax law, which took effect on January 1st of this year. And if you want to listen to that commentary, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com, click on the radio show icon, and then click on the January 10th radio show recording. So, now that there is no federal estate tax, what actually happens to the tax basis on real estate when we pass away? Well, the simple answer is that the basis will equal the property's purchase price plus any improvements we've made to the property minus depreciation. For example, suppose someone buys a building in 1999 for $500,000. Now, this person puts $200,000 of improvements into the building for a total investment of $700,000. And since 1991, $50,000 in depreciation deductions are taken. Now, in this example, this person's tax basis on that property today is actually $650,000, if you do all the math correctly. Now, assume that the building is worth $1.3 million as of January 31st of this year, and this person suddenly passes away. Well, under the tax laws today, if the heirs of this person sell the building, there would be a $650,000 capital gain and resulting tax, something that may have been avoided under the old law. Now, so how can the heirs of this deceased person actually avoid this capital gains tax? Well, under the new law, an executor of the estate can allocate up to $1.3 million to increase the basis of the property that a beneficiary inherits, or up to $3 million for property that passes to a surviving spouse. But you need to be absolutely certain that your executor has the right and power to elect to increase the tax basis, because most wills written under prior law do not give the executor this right. And the law also stipulates that any tax basis increase may not be above the property's fair market value on the date of the decedent's death. And if the inherited property is in fact worth more on that date than the increased tax basis, then a beneficiary may still need to pay a substantial capital gains tax. So to say the least, this is somewhat complicated. And Jim Rubin urges you to contact your tax attorney or accountant for guidance on not only the repeal of the federal estate tax, but any questions on associated tax liability. He also strongly suggests that you review your will, especially when it comes to whether your executor has the power to increase your property tax basis. And also please remember that though there is no federal estate tax, such a tax still exists in New Mexico. Thank you, Attorney Jim Rubin, for a very useful legal topic of the week. If you have further questions, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio show icon and then go right to the Rubin Katz Law Firm logo. Do you know we're going to take a break here on all things real estate and continue with our super suggestions on Super Bowl Sunday? Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and you can tell that we are celebrating Super Bowl Sunday today. Today we are getting a bunch of super suggestions from a number of real estate professionals from around the state, and right now I want to continue my Super Bowl Sunday theme. I have Paul Norris on the line. Paul is the principal at Wynn Home Inspection, one of the state's most respected home inspection service providers. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. I think it's afternoon.
You know,
now,
I keep saying good morning. I'm in a morning mode here. I don't know why I'm doing that, but anyway, it is afternoon. Anyway, are you ready for the Super Bowl, Paul?
I am. I don't have a team in this, but, you know, I always just like it watching the commercials and the good times that we have with our friends when we do a party like that. So.
Absolutely. Well, it's a fabulous day for all of us. Even if you don't like football, you're absolutely right. Between the commercials and all of the shows, the halftime show, the who's going to be playing today, even people who don't care about football are going to tune in millions and millions of numbers. Anyway, I believe you want to offer some super suggestions to our listeners today regarding home maintenance issues.
Sure, Ray. You know, I just wanted to point out that Randy is not with you today, and that's because he took the day off to enjoy some out-of-town guests.
Well, and we should make it clear to the listeners that you're talking about your colleague, Randy Moya, who has been on the show with us on previous occasions, and we actually had him on in January. We talked about radon, and Randy, along with Paul, is also a very well-respected inspector, and he works here in the Santa Fe area. So go ahead with your home maintenance issues, Paul.
All right. Well, you know, first let me thank all the realtors that stuck in through the hard times in real estate recently. We're just really proud that they did that and proud to be part of that. You know, my super suggestion just happens to be white lithium grease. Now, I hope that doesn't crack too many people up, but white lithium grease is used to protect or to lubricate metal-to-metal surfaces without being messy like normal grease would be. It doesn't get on your clothing, doesn't stick to your skin or anything like that. And so how's it used in a home? Well, we use it on the strike plates and the pins of the door. You know that door that you try to close and you have to turn the knob because it just won't,
right.
the latch pin won't go in?
Exactly.
Well, spray lithium grease on that on the pin and the strike plate. Wipe off the excess, and you have a smooth working door.
And lithium grease is something that anyone can buy in a hardware store.
Well, they let me buy it, Ray. What can I tell you? I guess they let anybody buy it. Yeah, it's you may find it more in an automotive store than in a, but you'll probably find it in Home Depot or Lowe's, any of those kind of home improvement stores. And the other thing is those squeaky door hinges. You know, you open the door and you wake up your wife, you know, and you're trying to sneak in. That doesn't have to happen. You can put the white lithium grease on the pins. Now, when I put it on the pins, I remove the pins one at a time so that I don't, so that the door doesn't fall out and hit me. Put some lithium grease on the pin there, and it's going to cut down on that squeak. You'll have to do all the pins probably, but really, really is a nice. Now, this lithium grease is just for metal to metal. Don't try to use it on plastics or other things, just when you have metal to metal contact. It fights rust and corrosion as well. But the reason that I wanted to talk about it is because some things that I find in so many of the homes that I inspect that have the security bars on the doors and windows.
Right.
You know, those window security bars, by law, by code, have to be operational. And that's because the window in the bedroom is secondary egress in case of an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Too often when I'm inspecting, I find those bars that just won't open, and that's not good. You may have to have some help to do this, but get that security bar system open and then cover the metal portions of the lock with that white lithium grease, and then just exercise it a few times. Soon you'll find it. It should just pop open so that whoever's in that bedroom can get out in case of a fire or other emergency. And you know, in some of those, I don't know if you've seen that, but they have a foot release that's connected with a cord inside a metal sheath or a wire inside a metal sheath. That thing needs to be lubricated as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I would encourage any of your listeners who were today, you know, have those and haven't checked those emergency releases on the security bars. Do it today or write it down and put it on a poster so that, you know, you don't forget to do it, because you just never know when you're going to have that.
And these things are not only are they super suggestions and very useful, but as a professional home inspector, what you're implying by this is that people are, if they're thinking about maybe selling their house or are contemplating the possibility of talking to a realtor, is that these are the kinds of issues that during a home inspection might cause some problems if they're not taken care of on a regular maintenance basis, correct?
That is absolutely correct. And, you know, taking them off or having them repaired is really an expensive, can be an expensive thing. So if you get that grease on there, get them lubricated up so they work well, then it'll save me having to write it down when I inspect your home.
Gotcha. And, Paul, I think there's something else that the listeners ought to know about, and that is that WIN Home Inspection is actually recognizing the good customer value that is brought to their company. You have a customer appreciation program going on. Talk a little bit about that.
Certainly. Well, thanks for mentioning that. We've recently opened a Facebook page for fans in the Santa Fe area. It's WIN Home Inspection Santa Fe. And on there is the link. I'm posting on there once a week. I don't want to overwhelm people with a bunch of useless stuff. So I'm trying to put things on that are helpful to them and not overdo it. But I did post on there how to get to that web page. And or you can just type in www.winnie.com and click on that icon for WIN Home Appreciation Month. And it is going to end at the end of this month, so you need to get it done if you're going to do it.
And what's the what's from a consumer standpoint, what's the reason why they might want to do that? What are you giving to them?
Well, we're going to give away an iPod, I think 20 $250 gift certificates to Lowe's, Home Depot, places like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's financially. And, you know, we just want to hear from you. You know, far too often we, you know, we have this contact with clients and then we don't see them again. And, you know, it's kind of nice for us to know what's happening in their lives. So, and to let them know that we still remember them and want to thank them.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Paul Norris, the principal of Wynn Home Inspection, they are also a sponsor of our radio show. So if you're interested in talking to Paul and he and Randy Moya, again, Randy Moya works here in the Santa Fe area. They are fabulous inspectors. They've done work for me and my clients. I know a lot of people around Santa Fe, a lot of brokers who have used your company for many years now. But if you want to find out more about them or actually set up an appointment for your own home inspection, go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on that radio show tower icon, and that'll take you right to the dedicated radio show page. And right there, among our resource sponsors, is Wynn Home Inspection. If you go to that spot, you can get a hold of Randy or Paul. Any last thoughts here for the listeners today? Go Saints. You said you don't have a dog in this fight today, so you're being very politically correct. But anyway, I guess may the best team win, right?
Right, right. And, hey, did you catch Barry Stone's column today?
Yeah. What specifically about it?
Well, it's about some more of the advantages of a pre-inspection on a home that you're listing. So
excellent.
Certainly want to encourage you to read that. I've also posted a link to his webpage because, you know, he doesn't just doesn't protect home inspectors. He often takes us to task. So I read it faithfully, and I know a lot of my fellow home inspectors do.
Absolutely. Well, good counsel again, Paul Norris with Wynn Home Inspection. Thanks a lot for being on the show today and for giving super suggestions to our listeners.
Thank you, Ray, and blessings to all of you.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Before we go to a break here, Gino, I want to encourage everyone out there to check out some of the featured homes offered this week by Santa Fe Realty Partners. In our full page ad in today's Santa Fe New Mexican, you'll find information on some terrific luxury homes that are really worth checking out. So you can also go to the homepage of our website. Again, that is www.sfrp.com for more information and lots of beautiful pictures of these very special featured properties. I guess we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll have some more super suggestions on Super Bowl Sunday. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we are having super suggestions from all of our guests about things that are of value to you on Super Bowl Sunday. But I want to shift gears a little bit because the sound of that music, you know that we are up to our Open House of the Week segment, and I want to welcome a brand new broker to our firm, though she is very well known in this community, Georgette Romero. Good afternoon, Georgette.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing fine, and I know that you're going to be doing an open house today at 1219 San Jose.
Now,
you haven't done this before, but you know the drill here is that you've got 2 minutes to sell all of the listeners on Super Bowl Sunday about the fabulous attributes of this property. So go ahead, Georgette, you're on.
Okay, well, the house is located in Casa Alegre, and currently if someone wants to come on over, I'm going to be here till about 3. If you go on Osage, follow the signs at Kiva, the street Kiva, and you'll come to San Jose. You can't miss it. The house is priced at $469, and we've just come down from when it was originally listed about $50,000. So the price is really where it needs to be for this fabulous house. It's 2,200 square feet, and there was a phenomenal addition that was done about 10 years ago. It has the beautiful vigas throughout the house. The new addition has radiant heat. It has 3 bedrooms, and the master bathroom is like a spa. You want to have a spa day in this master bathroom.
Wow.
Also, the yard is incredible. There is an in-ground stone tub, as well as a beautiful waterfall and pond.
Mm-hmm.
The house is in really great condition. It has plastered walls inside. It was restuccoed recently with that beautiful old look that has the straw in it. It has, the kitchen was updated. The kitchen is beautiful. It has an attached studio. All the landscaping's been done. All you have to do is move in. This house is a no-brainer.
Well, it sounds like a fabulous location. Again, this is 1219 San Jose. It lists for $400, you said $69,000.
That's correct.
And it has three bedrooms, two full baths. And again, because you've done a great job, Georgette, of selling this property, so the listeners know where they're going, give a little bit of a direction again, and you're going to be there from 1 to 3, right?
Two ways to come. Osage, Tequila, follow the open house signs. Or if you're on Ridge Road going south, you'll see the Thunderbird Inn on the right-hand side, and that's San Jose. Just turn right there and come down a couple blocks. You'll see my signs. You can't miss it.
Excellent. Well, listen, Georgette, I hope that the buyer is in his or her car driving on their way over there, and you're doing this in the perfect time frame because it's early enough so people can leave and make an offer on it but still see the Super Bowl this afternoon. So
that's right.
Good timing on your part. Anyway, thanks so much, Georgette. I hope that you sell the property today.
Thanks for having me as a guest.
You bet. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I want to take a moment to remind you that you can enjoy all the commentary that you're hearing each week on All Things Real Estate by signing up for our free monthly online newsletter. Just go to our website, www.sfrp.com, then look for the subscribe button on the right-hand side of our homepage. Again, the monthly newsletter is free and offers timely observations on a range of real estate topics from our brokers as well as from business leaders who are supporters of the radio show. And if you can't get enough of the All Things Real Estate radio show, you can also listen to all of our past programs that we have aired right here on 1260 KTRC AM. Again, go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon on our homepage, and that will direct you right to the dedicated radio show page. When you get there, look on the left-hand side of the page, and you'll see all of our past shows presented in a jukebox and MP3 format. Thank you for your loyalty to the show, and please continue to tune in to future broadcasts of All Things Real Estate. Now I want to go back to our Super Bowl Sunday theme show and close out the program by bringing Rod Geston of Rod Geston Design on the line. Rod is a well-known Santa Fe architect with more than 25 years of providing custom residential and commercial design services to his clients. Rod's work has been featured in not only the Santa Fean, but also in the internationally known publication, Architectural Digest. Good afternoon, Rod. How you doing on Super Bowl Sunday?
Hey, Ray. I'm doing great. How are you today?
Well, we're doing fine. And, again, we're going to close out the show with your thoughtful suggestions. Again, you've got some super suggestions for the listeners. And I guess I want to start out here by saying that in these very challenging times economically, and people are obviously being very careful about how they spend their money, how has this affected the nature of inquiries from a design standpoint?
Well, Ray, people are more cautious these days, especially where energy and heating cost concerns are during winter months. And lots of fuel is wasted as heat transfers, as you know, through building envelopes, and people are asking what they can do. So I would suggest they check for drafts around windows and caulk where it's needed, look underneath doors to see if they're adequate weather stripping where it's missing, and close any flue dampers to fireplaces that aren't being used. Another thing, use blown-in foam to fill voids left by old sagging bad insulation between studs, joists, and rafters, and apply at least 2-inch thick rigid foam board to stem walls all around. Also consider eliminating north-facing windows in areas that already have good natural lighting and limited views. Installing ceiling fans is helpful to get the heat back down near floor areas, and landscaping in windy areas around the home. These are just a few simple suggestions before getting into expensive window replacements, efficiency boilers, or hot water heaters.
Wow, those are terrific, and I've been taking notes here furiously about the suggestions. But, you know, I guess for someone's standpoint, and again, we said at the top of this conversation that these are tougher times and people are looking at pinching their pennies where they can, but how does the investment in an architect or a professional designer actually pay off for a homeowner?
Well, I have to say that most most maintenance issues are really opportunities to correct home design flaws. If homes are in some way a reflection of people's lives and interests, they must change over time, or they become dated, less fun to live in, and less competitive for resale. Maybe the finished materials, the living flows, the textures, the colors, or even spatial functions need to be revisited. Architects and designers typically address budgets and process information before actually designing begins. They suggest appropriate building technologies and materials, and they plan for that well-integrated kitchen, master bath remodel, or bedroom addition. I advise people to select someone with good communication skills who ask lots of questions, hear others' thoughts, and be open to using design choices that'll work with owners' ideas.
Great suggestions, and as you know, we've been having a Super Bowl theme all day today, Rod, mm-hmm. so we're asking all of our guests who are calling into the program if they could offer their one super suggestion. What are some of the thoughts that you might have to the listeners?
Well, this may surprise some, but I think that homeowners still waiting for propane deliveries as an energy source should really explore conversion to natural gas. It's more efficient, cheaper, and yields a substantial return on investment in a short period of time. I coordinated this effort myself for my own neighborhood, and costs were recaptured in less than 2 winters. The process does take tenacity, but begins with a visit to the gas company to get facts about tie-ins, routes that will benefit the most number of homes, and a preliminary estimate of labor and material costs. There's a lot more detail to it that we can certainly discuss later on.
Well, we've actually got an extra couple of minutes here, so why don't we talk a little bit about this specific situation in your own neighborhood? I know that you told me about your friend and neighbor, Robert Baruti, and that you guys began exploring this particular issue. So why don't you talk a little bit about that, because we do have an extra minute or so.
Great. Well, we started by getting preliminary costs, going down to the gas company, and we initially got the route, and it's relatively easy to do. One only has to submit a warranty deed and a survey plat to get the process started. And then a visit to the PRC is really helpful after you get the costs, because they can tell you where recent installations have taken place. And in that way, you have a basis of comparison, what people actually pay versus what the costs are, so that you know what it is per linear foot. And then you find little ways to cut down on costs. Do you really need gravel padding material, or can you get by with some alternate material that will really lower costs? Can you contract with somebody other than the utility company for the actual trenching? All these things lowered costs, and listen to this, it lowered costs from $170,000 to under $50,000.
Oh, my goodness, that's absolutely well worth checking out then.
Yeah.
Well, Rod, I'll tell you what, first of all, I want to thank you for being a new sponsor to the radio show.
Oh, you're welcome.
We welcome someone with the reputation that you have to join this very select group of underwriters of the program. And I want to, again, recommend to my listeners that if they want to get a hold of Rod, to follow up on some of these terrific ideas that he's suggested here on Super Bowl Sunday, you can go to our website, www.sfrp.com. You can click on the radio tower icon. That'll take you right to the dedicated radio show page, and you'll see Rod right there listed prominently among our real estate resource sponsors. But if someone wanted to call you tomorrow, what's your phone number?
It is 505-670-6370. That's my cell if I'm out and about or in the field. And my office number is 982-6305.
Very good. Rod Gueston, I want to thank you and all of my other guests for bringing terrific real estate information to the show today. And I received a number of email questions from listeners, which I'm sorry I didn't have time to get to, but I promise I will. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kate and Jane back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing an excellent program. Thank you for tuning in today, and if you have your own real estate questions, please call me at 989-8900. And don't forget to consider helping the poor people of Haiti as they start to rebuild their country. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate, and go Saints.